God our provider. Because that's who he is. That's why I was, oh, I tell you, that song was pouring on. Exodus chapter 30. Now, this is the account where God is talking to Moses on the mountain, and God has already given him the plans how to build the portable tabernacle. Say portable. Now, I want you to see something, how God provides for his own. Now, when you read that whole account in chapter 30, I'm not going to read all that today, but he gives Moses very specific. Say, be specific. Because God gave him down to the very inch of how the tabernacle was supposed to be, how long the wood should be. And he wanted overlaid in gold. Say gold. Now, you're going to put gold over top of a wood. Gold must not have been a problem for God. And guess what he had done? He gave it to them when the Israelites stripped the Egyptians of all their wealth. They brought it over the Red Sea with them. That's why God told them to go and ask for whatever they needed from the people that's there, because he knew he was going to do what he had to do. They were not going to need it in their condition. They were going to die very soon. They weren't going to need it. God said, no need of leaving it over there. Bring it with you. Because, see, God never allows us to come out empty-handed. You need to hear this. Because God provides. He's just not providing healing. He provides money. Now, look at, go to chapter 36. I just want to put your eyes on it. And I'm going to show you something here that maybe you haven't read already. If you have, if you got into Exodus, it ought to excite you like it did me. Now, look at this 36. Am I right? No. Chapter 38. That's what I'm looking at. 37. Chapter 37. And I mean, he took one piece of gold and made candlesticks, and it had to be formed a certain way. Listen to me. Y'all, look, God provides very well for his own. You got to learn how to trust him. When the last time you seen a candlestick where it's got buds coming out of it on both sides of it and it's all out of one piece? That takes some skill. But guess what God did? He anointed the man to do it. Gave him some help. He anointed everybody that was working with him. Let me tell you. See, you got to get happy about what God is doing, because why? You in this book. You are in this Bible. You got to see yourself in there, how God provides. Hallelujah. God provided for them. And it talks about how that, I'm trying to find the chapter. Okay, that's not it. I'm trying to, the one where he made the garments. That's might be chapter 38. I might have been in the right one all the time. No, 39. That's it. Got it. For real, for real. Look at chapter 39, verse 1. And of the blue and purple and scarlet, they made cloths of service to do service in the holy place. So God expected the priest. And he said, you are a royal priesthood. That means you're supposed to look better than the world. This is why you shouldn't take your fashion trends from the world. Because you're living on a lower class. God told us to look better than them. Watch this. You are a priest unto God. Are you? Okay, now. And he made the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. The last time I bought some linen curtains, I paid $100 a panel. Do you know how expensive linen is? Ooh, Jesus. And then look, watch this. And they beat the gold into thin plates and then cut it into wires to work it in the blue and in the purple and in the scarlet and in the fine. Wait a minute. They didn't have a gold stripe. They didn't paint it gold. They put gold in the garment. So gold was plentiful. Anytime you could turn it into a wire and weave it into the linen. That was the priest's garment. So all you priests out there that still believing that you should look a certain way, you're going against the word of God. Now, if this is the old covenant, and he said we got a better covenant, what does he expect of us today? How did he expect us to look? Because we're living in the better covenant. But in the average church, it looks like we are regressing and not progressing. Things should look better on you than it did. I mean, man, when I read that, I got real happy because I'm going like, ooh, Jesus. And some people got upset when I got my first gold ring. I'm going like, Lord, I've been thinking too small. Because if you're willing to put gold in a piece of fabric, because it doesn't mean that much to God like it does to y'all. It's so plentiful. In heaven, gold is what they walk on. You'll catch it one day. The streets are not just overlaid. They are made of gold. Gold is not rare. We made it rare because only of elite want to put their hands on it. But it's plenty of gold in the earth. Somebody need to get a revelation of where it is. Come on, stand to your feet.